Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and welcome. And I have Lisa Parker, and I'm going to say you were formerly Lisa Parker Puppies, but now you are what, Lisa Parker Rescue Animals? What is your official renaming?
Parker's Animal Rescue.
Parker Animal, well, I had all the words, didn't I? I just had them in the wrong order?
You were there.
Well, first off, I sincerely want to thank you for everything you do for the animals here in La Plata County.
Thank you.
I have to ask, how did you start your organization?
So, well, you know, I did grow up here in Durango, and having driven through the areas south of here, seeing a lot of high need, low adoption stray animals was pretty heartbreaking for me. And so started fairly organically with trips to Sedona to ride mountain bikes and stuff like that, and just always stopping to pick an animal up to and from. So after about 75 of those that my husband and I were, you know, solely responsible for financially, and you know, just ourselves fostering, it kind of became apparent that we had a higher need, especially when we took in 6 5-day-old bottle feeders in 2014, and it was too much financially and just physically to be able to care for them. So we launched Parker's Animal Rescue, at the time Lisa Parker's Puppies, to start expanding the program.
And so how many animals have you found forever homes for in the duration of you doing all of this?
I don't have an exact number, but I would say, you know, it's under 1,000 at
wow.
This point, probably somewhere between 800 and 1,000.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, that's incredible when I hear you say that. And then I can only imagine bottle feeding, because we had a litter of puppies back in November, and it, you know, and mom was very attentive, but I can only imagine having to do that.
It's a lot of work. We have a couple of specialty fosters that just do that, and yeah, it's a full-time gig. And even beyond that, you know, with just the regular puppies and dogs in foster care, you know, it's, some say, oh, that number doesn't necessarily seem that high, but when each one is in foster care with the level of attention that we give our fosters and the dogs, it's pretty high touch and very time consuming and very worth it.
Well, and you mentioned the foster. So your I'm going to say, model, you have the animals partnered with a foster family that integrate, I'm going to say, educate and literally socialize and get the animal ready for adoption. Is that correct?
Correct. So, you know, we can say foster-based or foster-centric program. You know, so it's hard for a lot of people to understand what that entails, no pun intended, and what it is, because it's there is no shelter. We have no physical location where we keep the animals. We have this wonderful office space up here on North Main, where we can do meet and greets, house all of our stuff, do intakes, a central place for fosters to come and people to meet and greet when it's scheduled by appointment. But if an animal comes to our rescue, it goes into a home. There is no place other than a home to take it. So, you know, we have to just get them right into a home, which is great because they learn to be part of a family and they get their basic manners or beyond. All my fosters come to our classes too, to, for, you know, I don't like the word obedience because it's just kind of seems very militaristic, but yeah, teaching. They come for teaching, so they know thing, you know, they know instructions like sitting and waiting and come and how to walk on a leash. So beyond just opening their homes and their hearts, they're actually putting a lot of time into these animals to make them ready for forever homes.
And if, are you always in need of foster parents, so to speak, and families to take in an animal?
Yes. Yes and yes. because we, you know, all of our fosters don't go back to back. You know, they need a break in between. And so they're not always full. There are some that do it back to back. All of them are my heroes. And every, you know, I try to match the animal with the foster, not just the forever home. Not every foster can take in, you know, if they've got a cat and the dog doesn't do well with cats, they can't have that dog in their home. So we are always in need of fosters. There's, you know, a lot of people want to volunteer and it's great. Volunteering is a little bit different with us because, you know, you can't just stop by and walk a dog. There's no place to do that. So fostering is the big need. I think a lot of people also don't realize that we do supply absolutely everything.
Oh.
Including online support. Now, I always call myself foster tech support, even at 7 o'clock at night. You know, we have to do these things. And so, you know, they, if they have questions and or they're sick or the dog has behavioral stuff, we're there. We supply toys and beds and food, medical care, crates, Kongs to stuff with the wet food, you know, everything to make that successful. And so the support that their fosters get from us is, I think they're very happy with it. And what you supply is the love and the time. And, you know, I love to remind people, they say, oh, I could never foster. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't give them up. And I say, you know, if you foster, it's much easier to let them go to a forever home rather than it is to watch them die. You know, because if they don't come to rescue, the next one doesn't make it. And you save a life by fostering and you save a life by adopting. You know, sometimes we have slower adoptions because people go, oh, all your animals are fine. We'll just take one from somewhere else where, you know, they are in a shelter. And though that is true and it's still beautiful, it's all rescue, it's great. Until ours get adopted, the next one can't come out of that shelter that's in high need too, because it's all part of the system and it's all part of the program.
Yeah, and if somebody listening would like to become a foster of an animal, they just reach out to you? How do they go about that process? And do you have a screening process to make sure their home is proper?
We do, yeah. We have great conversations. We can do home checks. Our website at parkersanimalrescue.com has the forms that they can fill out, the foster agreement, and they can kind of see our due diligence. They can also call me. Our phone number is plastered all over Facebook and Instagram and our website, so it's super easy to find. So a phone call is absolutely fine. They can contact us through Facebook on, you know, a message. Lots of ways to get a hold of us, emailing, everything. And we go from there, and we give you a lot of guidance. We just took on 3 new fosters last week. And we've all met here with a litter of 5 8-week-old lab mix puppies, and we all sat down for about an hour and we went over all the fun things to look for and know and the guidelines for teaching. And as the puppies get older week by week, I'm following up with those fosters and like telling them the development stage those puppies are in and what to work on this week and guiding them. So it's a very intensive program that guides the fosters so they feel very supported, I believe.
And then you also have, I'm assuming, kittens. I mean, so it's Parker Animal Rescue. So I'm going to try and be funny. I mean, would you take in
donkeys?
Donkey. Oh, there you go.
No donkeys. No donkeys. It's my dream. What? I do what? Want donkeys someday. So we did change our name just about 6 months ago. And we to expand in the future. Right now we are working with Edgy Kimmick, who does Colorado Cat and Kitten Care, to help just do photos and spread the word because our social media is really active. But we have not moved on to cats and kittens yet, but we want to. We're just being careful about the expansion of our program there so soon. But if anybody is looking for a cat or kitten, they can absolutely contact Padgy, or they can contact us and we will get them in touch with Padgy.
We have gotten a couple of cats from kittens from Padgy, and they've been wonderful. And
she's amazing.
That was a crazy cat lady, she calls her, whatever. But you know, it's so neat when she has the cat habitat at her house and everything, and you can find animals. So I also want to point out that we are doing our second annual, we're going to call it Coolest Cat Top Dog Competition. And last year we had the Humane Society as a benefactor. Well, you at Parker Animal Rescue are going to be the benefactor of the money's raised, 25% of what's raised will be contributed to your organization through the Chamber of Commerce and all the wonderful support. So we really appreciate you and that partnership, and look forward to seeing all your incredible posts, because you are a social media guru.
We try to stay on it, Instagram and Facebook, and I think people really look forward to seeing positive posts and animal rescue, and we're super excited for the contest, and I'm secretly hoping that one of our adopters has that top dog out there, and that we're going to really encourage them to be entering, because it's not only the coolest thing to do to get your dog voted top dog, but it benefits the rescue that they adopted from. So I think we'll have some great supporters out there. It's a really fun contest.
Well, it will all kick off coming up here. I think I'm looking at the calendar, June 25th, kind of coinciding with Take Your Animal or Your Pet to Work Week, I believe is what is happening that week.
Yep.
And in addition to, let's say somebody might want to contribute, I'm sure on your website as well as your social media platforms, there's a donate button that people can contribute.
Yes, our website's the best place. And then there's also on there under the donate, you can also contribute as a monthly, we call it our guardian, become a guardian. And it helps guard our pets, guard the animals in rescue by monthly contributions. And it's super easy. You sign up at any level and you can just forget about it. It just gets automatically taken out every month. So it's, you know, it's a great way to support rescue and help us become you know, more solid in knowing, you know, that's basically a membership, you know, and have that be something that we can count on, knowing that we can get that food and that puppy milk replacer and those great soft blankets and toys for these dogs that have never known anything but dirt and outside. And they come into this love, and we want to make them feel welcome with all these things.
Well, and I would think too that, you know, if, well, back up. We have a rescue yellow lab, and he was found in Farmington wandering the streets with a rope around his neck that he chewed through. And it's interesting watching him evolve from, you know, being this kind of shy, timid to learn how to play. And he still goes out and looks for mice in our pasture. But it's Finley is his name, and he just he's so loving, and just like a, you can just tell he's appreciative that he has a dog bed to lay on and other, you know, and being fed all the things. Now, what's the minimum? I mean, is it, you know, can somebody contribute $5 a month, $10 a month, and just have that in perpetuity?
You bet. Yeah, that level of $5 is actually, you can put in whatever you want, but it starts at $5 all the way up to $100 or whatever people want to do. It's whatever they feel like they can, you know, contribute and give back that makes a huge impact into rescue.
Wow, that is, I just love this. Now, if somebody is out somewhere and they find a puppy, and you know, they're like, oh, we need to bring this home, or we need to bring this to Parker Animal Rescue. Is that, I mean, is there a protocol intake process? What would you recommend to people?
Yep.
Find puppies out there or kittens?
Yeah, great question. So there is, we are not a public or municipal shelter. La Plata County Humane Society, our local shelter that does just an amazing job finding homes as well. There's protocols on stray holds, and they need to scan them for a microchip. So as a small private rescue, we can facilitate in helping them, you know, scan, or we've held dogs on stray hold and been in touch with Liz at La Plata County Humane Society to make sure that that dog's not being claimed while they stay in our foster system. But generally they need to be, you know, Animal Protection and La Plata County Humane Society need to be contacted, though we work together. They're the public municipal shelter here.
Okay. Because I've got to do the, do the break time up type thing, but again, I'm talking with Lisa Parker with Parker Animal Rescue. Check it out. Again, you're going to be the partner with us for this year's Coolest Cat and Top Dog competition. So thank you again. You're all over social media, on your website, Parker Animal Rescue. And I just really appreciate, again, everything that you do. And got to take a break. So I'm going to pause right there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned for more.